Here's your Stoke FM news for Monday, January 2nd, 2023. I'm Megan Dooling. The City of Revelstoke's Chief Administrative Officer is conducting a review of what happened with snow removal over the December 24th, 25th weekend. It started snowing heavily on Friday, December 23rd, and continued over the weekend. In some cases, streets weren't cleared until the following Wednesday. Evan Parliament was out of town over the holiday. I caught up with him on Thursday when he was in Kelowna. What will the review look like? What will you be looking at and who will you be talking to?
Well, the first question is service levels. I mean, council determines service levels for the municipality. And the service level for snow removal has always been very high. Revelstoke is proudly known for its exceptional snow removal programs. And so we're going to be looking at the expectation of service delivery of snow removal and the effectiveness of that. The challenge this Christmas is that Christmas was on a Sunday. Staff was both Monday and Tuesday. And it was three back-to-back days where the snow came down and we had limited staff available. And the full shift was not till Tuesday evening, the 27th. So we're going to be looking at those internal practices to see if we can be better for the next time.
And I guess I know you're doing an internal review, so you might not be able to comment, but do you know, I'm not sure when you left on your travels, but we knew on Thursday the 22nd there was snowfall expected. We knew when Christmas and the stats were. Do you know now what plan the city had in place to make sure people would be working?
No, I would have to talk to my operations manager, which I haven't done yet, so I can't comment on that.
Okay, and in your press release released on December 27th, the press release from the city, it said that the snowfall event was unprecedented. What does that mean?
What I meant by unprecedented is that with Christmas on Sunday, which is a stat, so it's honored on Monday, which is also a stat on Boxing Day. And so really, Monday, Tuesday were stat holidays following Christmas. So in essence, you have 3 days that under the collective agreement, staff have a stat holiday and they're to be called in at double time if available to work those stat holidays. That's the unprecedented part. Had Christmas fallen on a Monday, Tuesday, those 2 days would have been stats and the Wednesday would have been the full operational day. And so we had 3 days where we had nominal staff available. And so the first full operational shift didn't occur until the evening of the 26th and half of the 27th. So when I say unprecedented, it was just the lack of available staff during the crazy Christmas 3-day season when the snow came down some 83 centimeters over a 48-hour period.
And again, I know that you're doing a review, so you might not be able to comment right now, but I understand from talking to some people on background that the schedule for the snow removers is Sunday evening to Thursday evening. And then if they're needed for days they're not scheduled, which would be Friday or Saturday night and stats, like you said, that they're called in. And in historically, when they're called in, normally there are people who come in. So do you know why this time? Was it just because it was Christmas, or is there another reason you know that people didn't want to come in for overtime?
Yeah, I don't know that, and I can't comment until, again, I sit down with operations and ask those questions. I can tell you that in a typical year, when Christmas falls on a weekday and Boxing Day, that's one full day of operations that we can get ahead of the snow removal and tackle it. We didn't have that luxury this year. So until I sit down with staff, I'll be in a better position to comment. I just don't know.
And are you going to release the results of the review to the public or to the public via council or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll be to the public via council meeting. And so because I got back yesterday, I haven't had a chance to sit down. I basically announced I'll be doing a review and I'll be in a better position to answer specifics, which will be done in public at a council meeting in front of the public.
And you've mentioned in your press releases about improving communication. Can you talk a little bit more about what you mean by that?
Well, I think in any time when you can look back, hindsight being 2020, can we do a better job communicating? As you mentioned earlier, the snow event was predicted. It was supposed to come through the area. We were notified by Environment Canada on the 22nd, and if there was a delay in service due to the stat holidays and the lack of staff available, you know, could the city have informed the residents, don't expect 48 hours to have every residential street and every priority street snowplowed? Sure, we could have done that. Looking back, I think we could have done a better job in communicating in advance. Not so much that we were going to prevent the snow from falling in the sky, it's just that we weren't able to respond as quickly as possible because of the three back-to-back-to-back statutory days that fell during this Christmas season.
To state what might be the obvious, I think what is worrying about when people can't get out of their driveways easily is if there's an emergency and something life-threatening happens. Do you know if there's any kind of emergency plan that addresses this in Revelstoke?
Yes, we have the fire department, RCMP, and Public Works and Communication. We have several instances the last 4 days where people made phone calls to the Public Works hotline and the fire department did respond and communicate with the Public Works department and address people stranded. And we did assist some folks with their vehicles that were under distress. And so they're always communicating. I talked to the fire chief this morning. I talked to operations manager this morning. And they were in communication with each other during this event. But what I'm doing with the review is trying to find answers to the questions that everyone's asking, which is why the delay and how can we be better next time?
And we live in Revelstoke. We know it's the mountains. We know it gets the highest. Well, I know it gets the highest annual snowfall in Canada, and it's not unusual to have events like this. But what kind of feedback have you been hearing from the public the last few days about what happened?
I received about 50-50. Some people were very distressed. They couldn't get their vehicle out of the roads, and some people just treated it as another normal snow event. So I've heard both good and bad from both the public and business owners. But in terms of the specific questions on why the delay and what happened this year, unlike other years, I can't comment until I've done that review, and the review should be relatively quick. I should have answers to those questions in the next 48 hours.
My last question is if you know if you're going to be sticking around as CAO in Revelstoke.
Well, I hope so. I do love the community. It's unfortunate this event happened over the Christmas holidays, but we'll get through it. I really enjoy working with the new council, and we do have very good staff at the city of Revelstoke. So I'm hoping in the new year, council and I can iron out a contract. But right now, my focus is getting the message out and getting some answers to these deep questions that just happened over the last 5 days. And that's my priority right now.
All right. Anything else you want to say to the people of Revelstoke?
No, I want to thank everyone for understanding. And if anyone wants to reach out, they can certainly email myself at cao@revelstoke.ca, or they can call me on my cell. I will take any calls and all calls related to this issue at 1-778-252-9750. Just leave a message. If I don't get back to you immediately, I will return calls and emails and answer as much questions as I can, as best I can, early in this process and this review. So thank you.
Thank you, Evan. Happy New Year.
Okay. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Bye. The next City Council meeting should be on Tuesday, January 10th. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.